Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? The most notable phrase from the infamous Army-McCarthy hearings of 1954. Joseph Welch's words pierced through to a captive audience, breaking down McCarthy's long-lasting power of anti-communist fear-mongering. Years of vicious persecution created a national panic of distrust among the American people that certainly didn't end when McCarthy's time in the Senate did. This is Elijah Hofer, General Manager of Programming at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. Within our month-long series, Have You No Sense of Decency, Sir? McCarthyism, Films of the 50s, Filmstreams dives into the paranoia of the 50s, how culture was shaped around such political pandemonium, and how the current culture of film reflects the same patterns from 70 years ago. We begin our series this Thursday with a screening of Nicholas Ray's Johnny Guitar. An atypical Western of the time, Johnny Guitar follows Joan Crawford's Vienna, a strong-willed saloon owner who is wrongly accused of murder and bank robbery, culminating in an explosive denouement. Ray centering women in his Western was certainly unconventional for audiences to be seeing at the time, especially with such a radical condemnation of the witch hunt politics reflected in the film. Even today, it stands alone within the genre of Westerns, a low-budget masterpiece of non-conformity. Alternatively, we close the series out with a classic Western crafted with the express intent of combating liberal sentiment seen in films like Johnny Guitar, more specifically, High Noon. In Rio Bravo, John Wayne and Howard Hawks set out to reinforce the American values they found High Noon to be a betrayal of. These Western bookends represent total opposite reactions to the McCarthyism within the studio system. In between these two Westerns, we also present Elia Kazan's response to his personal involvement in the House Un-American Activities Committee hearings on the waterfront. The film is widely interpreted as a justification for Kazan selling out his companions to the HUAC, and is a masterfully made drama in its own right. Last, we present Don Siegel's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The film may be most ambiguously tied to McCarthyism. Most of the creative voices involved denied any explicit political intent. The science fiction films of the era were generally full of social and political subtext. In 1980, Siegel commented on the parallels between his film and the McCarthy era, saying, "The political reference to Senator McCarthy and totalitarianism was inescapable, but I try not to emphasize it because I feel that motion pictures are primarily to entertain and I did not want to preach." But whether implicit political intent is stated or not, it is obvious with these films that culture is a response to the social and political circumstances. We see it clearly within many of the films being lauded this year across all genres, whether it be the prescient race politics in Ryan Coogler's vampire Western Sinners, the paranoid science fiction class satire of Yorgos Lanthimos' Begonia, or even the intensely grounded Brazilian thriller The Secret Agent. Each of these films speaks to the specific moment we live in just as films 70 years ago did, and it's important to view all art through these lenses. McCarthyism in Films of the 50s screens at 6:30 p.m. every Thursday this month at Filmstreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. More information and tickets at filmstreams.org. This has been Elijah Hofer from Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.